我们要继续传讲《使徒行传》的信息。
Today we're going to continue a message on the Book of Acts.
我们要重新说明一下为什么我们讲《使徒行传》。
We'd like to restate why we like to study this book.
因为有些弟兄姊妹问我为什么保罗要讲那么久。
For some brothers and sisters asked me why we like to study Paul for so long.
因为我找到一本好书，讲保罗这么厚。
Because I found this book talking about Paul, such a thick book.
我一面读一面自己非常 enjoy.
I enjoyed reading it.
所以今天我跟你们讲的是已经精简的接译本。
So today what I'm saying is just a concise version.
其实也不光是接译本，很多人讲到保罗。
Many people talked about Paul.
我们可以从保罗的生命中间有许多的学习。
We can learn a lot of things from his life.
并且我自己读使徒行传的时候，我觉得在这里我们特别容易看见圣灵的引导。
When I read Book of Acts, I realized that we can see clearly the guidance of Holy Spirit.
今天很多人讲到圣灵的引导。
Today many people talked about guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么知道圣灵的引导
？How do we know that?
圣灵引导不是光是一个感觉。
It's not just a feeling.
圣灵的引导也不是光是一种结果。
Guidance of Holy Spirit is not just a result.
而是圣灵的引导，你看见那个做工的人所发生的事情有圣灵在上面的印记。
But you see the seal of the Holy Spirit in the worker and the things he does.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们一面可以说是保罗在使徒行传里我们看见保罗做工。
So on one hand, we see that in the book of Acts, Paul was working.
事实上我们可以做这是圣灵的工作。
In fact, this indeed was the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为在他的工作中间我们看见不是保罗自己这个人在努力。
Because in his work, it's not Paul the person.
我们常常说使徒使徒行讲他必兴旺我必衰微。
John the Baptist used to say, he will increase and I will decrease.
那么在保罗的侍奉上面我们真正看见这样的事情。
But in Paul's ministry, we do see that.
弟兄姊妹们，这件事情不是人口中怎么说就他就如何。
And it's not because what we say that he is like so.
而是生命圣灵在里面多年带领他。
But it's life. The Holy Spirit guided him many years.
我们上次读使徒行传，我们讲过保罗开始真正神用他是40岁以后。
Last time we said, the Lord started to use Paul after he was 40.
他才开始往各地去传福音。
Then he started to go out and spread the gospel.
我们也看见在他跟随主的路上头一段的经历头一次出去做使徒。
And we also saw that the first journey he went on,
跟第二段做使徒圣灵的引导有几多的不同。
And the second journey he went on was different.
那么今天我们继续讲保罗第二段的行程中间所发生的事情。
So today we're going to talk about his second journey.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们一面讲到这是保罗给我们许多的榜样。
On one hand, it's the example set by Paul.
在保罗跟随圣灵的中间，尤其能给我们看见圣灵的引导。
And when Paul was following the Holy Spirit, we can clearly see the guidance.
但是如果我们说读使徒行传还有第三方面的目的的话
，But if there's the third purpose of studying the Book of Acts,
就是我们看见教会一直是在艰苦困难。压力之下成长的。
It is that we can see the church grow under difficult circumstances.
神从来没有让福音成为一种没有阻力的事情。
God never let the gospel be spread out without any resistance.
基督徒的见证也永远是在逆境中间的见证。
And the testimony of Christians are always in hard times.
我们在读使徒行传的时候有非常深刻的印象。
When we read the Acts, we have this kind of impression.
那弟兄姊妹们，使徒行传为什么难讲
？Why is it so hard to study?
因为你要晓得，路加写使徒行传的时候，主要它是一本历史性的记载。
Because when Luke wrote this book, it was a history book.
那弟兄姊妹们，我从小最不喜欢读历史。
I personally dislike history.
今天我在我的女儿面前讲这个话是很丢脸啊。
Today I'll tell you this in front of my daughter.
因为她以为我是功课样样第一名，其实不是。
She thought that I'm straight A in all areas.
我最差的学科就是历史和地理。
History and geography are my worst subjects.
所以他们说你功课不错，所以你去读甲组。
They said you're pretty good, so you go to study science and engineering.
我其实是因为功课不大好，所以非读甲组不可。
But in my case, I didn't do the other areas too well, so I had to study science.
我有一个亲戚是 历史教授。
I had a relative who is a historian.
他本来读了考上工学院。
At first he enrolled in engineering.
但是他觉得他的兴趣实在是读历史，所以重考。
So, but he found out that his interest was really in history, so he retook the exam.
结果那一年他成了甲组，他成了乙组状元。
So he became the first place in that literature college.
后来成了我的连襟。
And he became my wife's brother-in-law.
My brother-in-law too. 很多弟兄姊妹也认识他。
Many of you know him.
那弟兄姊妹，我对于历史非常没有办法。
I find it hard to study history.
使徒行传一面是历史性的记载，所以它没有什么人讲来的理由看不见。
On one hand, the Book of Acts is a historical account.
所以不大容易看见人的理由在其中。
So it's hard for us to see the human reasoning inside.
不像保罗其他的书信，他要讲一件事情，他把理由讲清楚。
Unlike the other epistles written by Paul, he reasoned very well.
或者是一些我们平常的书，我们读理科的书也好，都有理由的。
Or it's unlike other textbook where things can be explained.
所以我们读的时候就不太容易记住。
So it's hard for us to remember.
但是好在写历史的路加非常有技巧。
Luckily, Luke was a skilled writer.
所以他在这些历史的事情中间穿插了许多重点或者是高潮特别的信息。
So in his historical events, he wrote also some highlights.
那从这些 highlight 中间我们就可以记住所发生的事情。
From these highlights, we're helped to remember these things.
从这些所传的信息里面，我们可以看见保罗当初所发生的环境。
From these messages, we can try to envision what Paul was going through.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我在讲使徒行传的时候，讲完以后，我发现是讲完以后我才发现，对于使徒行传我稍微记住一点。
So after I preached about the Book of Acts, then I remember a little better.
我相信弟兄姊妹们没有像我这样特权可以讲《使徒行传》，天天讲。
Maybe you don't have my privilege to preach the Book of Acts every day.
我希望我们讲过以后，弟兄姊妹们是对《使徒行传》发生的事情也有相当的了解。
After we talk about it, I hope you will understand better.
因为我相信圣灵就能够在我们所明白的圣经里面不断地对我们说话。
Because then the Holy Spirit can talk to us in those messages that we understand.
弟兄姊妹们，当我讲《使徒行传》的时候，我也想到底应不应该这样花上时间慢慢的细细的。
When I preach about this book, I ponder whether I should go into details.
尤其这个礼拜要讲的时候，我特别的考虑，特别祷告。
Especially this week, I prayed a lot.
因为大家知道，前两个礼拜我们讲长老已经停了两个礼拜。
Because for the past 2 weeks, we talked about elderships, and we stopped for 2 weeks.
然后我们又请两位长老来讲道。
And we invited two elders from other churches to preach to us.
所以一个月已经过去了。
So 1 month had passed.
现在要重新把使徒行传捡起来，再继续讲保罗的工作。
Now we want to pick up the Book of Acts again.
到底是不是圣灵这样要带领我们？
Is it what the Holy Spirit wants us to do?
那弟兄姊妹们，当我这样寻求的时候，我正好看见使徒行传十七章里面，就是今天我们要讲的经文。
When I was so seeking, I saw.A passage in Book of Acts 17.
那里说皮利亚的人就甘心领受之道，他们协于帖撒罗尼迦的人，从第九、第十节开始，十一节。
Acts 17:11. Now the Bereans were of more noble characters than the Thessalonians, for they received the message.
他们甘心领受之道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
For they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里有一个例子，就是比利亚的人，他们天天查考圣经。
So there was an example here. The Bereans examined the scriptures every day.
所以我就有这样的领会：假如今天基督徒生活里面是天天查考圣经的
，So my understanding is if we examine the scriptures every day in our Christian lives,
神能够借着圣经向我们说话。
God can use this book to talk to us.
那么天天查考圣经，我发现最好的办法就是按着次序读下来。
The best way of examining the book every day is to study it in sequence.
从前我教导跟弟兄姊妹讲，也许为了调剂的缘故，你可以圣经分成四部分来同时进展。
I suggested to you before that you can divide the Bible into four sections and start simultaneously.
旧约分成三部分，新约就把它当成一部分。
You can divide the Old Testament into three sections and the New Testament is one.
把旧约的摩西的书信当做一部分。
The Pentateuch is one.
另外一部分的当做历史的部分。
And the history books.
然后诗篇、箴言这些当做诗歌。
And the Psalms and Proverbs as one section.
然后这个三条路跟新约四头并进。
And plus the New Testament.
一年一你一天读一张圣经，一年可以读完一遍。
If you study one chapter one day for each section, then you can finish the whole book in one year.
但是我发现我连我自己都会搞乱掉。
But then I found out I got confused myself.
好在有一位何弟兄，他编了一本书，就是专门把弟兄姊妹们怎么每天读圣经自己写下来。
Luckily, there's Brother Ho who wrote a book to tell us how to study that way.
那么弟兄姊妹们，假如我们个人所定的生活能够因为天天读圣经而圣灵对我们说话。
If the Holy Spirit will speak to us because we study the Bible every day,
那我相信在我们的信息中间，如果我们按照自己这样讲，神也能对我们说话。
Then I believe the way we study right now, God will also speak to us.
这也是我们已经知道的，讲到长老的时候，我们正好要设立长老。
And this is what we already knew. When we talked about the eldership, that was the time we were setting up our elder.
那弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们讲到保罗自己个人的经历。
We talked about Paul's personal experience.
讲到圣灵的工作。
The work of Holy Spirit.
也讲到教会一直在难处中间往前去。
And the growth of church in difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么保罗能够一直不断的传福音？
How come Paul can continue to spread the gospel?
因为他是一个有目标的人。
Because he's a man of goals.
从他得救的那日开始，从主呼召他那天开始。
From the day he was saved, he was called.
神就把他分别出来为了福音。
He was separated by the Lord for the gospel.
他一生就是为了这件事情而活。
All his life, he lived for that goal.
那弟兄姊妹们，假如我们得救以后也有这样坚定的心愿。
If we, as Christians, also have this kind of firm goals,
我相信我们一生为主摆上的，在主面前学习，虽然不能一定像保罗这样辉煌。
I believe, although we will not be as glorious as Paul,
但是我们在神给我们的预备的度量上面，能够达到相当程度的满足。
All our lives, we can fulfill the measure that God has prepared for us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也像刚才我讲到读圣经，我也是有意要讲这件事情。
I intentionally got into this area.
因为从前我们讲过，若是好好的读圣经，三年有成。
If you study the Bible very diligently, 3 years, you will achieve something.
那我们教会在这里已经八年了。
We've been here for 8 years as a church.
两个三年都不止了。
It's more than 2-3 years.
到底是不是我们真正有些弟兄姊妹们在圣经上下了功夫？
Did we really study the book diligently?
为什么有些人属灵上光景长得快？
Why some of the brothers and sisters grow faster?
为什么停留甚至退后？
Than others.
因为那些人是天天在神的面前用心。
Because some of them really studied the heart before God diligently.
而且他们的方向目标也已经确定了。
And they had a certain way.
弟兄姊妹们，今天基督徒，今天神的福音最大的一个要求。
Today the greatest command from the gospel
是要叫我们下决心。
Is to have us get determined.
Commitment. 弟兄姊妹们，福音虽然是白白的恩典。
Even though the gospel is free grace.
但是连这个白白的恩典都需要我们有 commitment 才能接受。
Even this free grace requires some commitment for us to receive.
做基督徒虽然是靠圣灵的恩典和帮助。
For Christians, we depend on the help of the Holy Spirit.
但是也需要我们有 commitment.
But it also requires that we have our commitment.
保罗是一个已经下定决心跟随神的人。
Paul committed to follow God.
所以他无论在怎样艰难的环境里面，他不摇动。
He stood firm whatever situation he encountered.
并且好像你看见在这里，神也有意让许多难处临到保罗。
And we almost saw that God intentionally let these difficulty happen to Paul.
为了叫保罗做一个打不倒的人。
So that he can become an indestructible man.
我们有一本中文的翻译书，一本小小的很多的见证，就是说打不倒的人。
There's a Chinese booklet entitled Indestructible Man.
最近这些日子，我们要盼望能够图书馆整理起来。
In these days, we would like to see our libraries reorganized.
我们已经请周亚斌姊妹在这件事情上面费心。
We ask Sister Zhou Yaping to put some time into it.
我知道有一本书叫《打不倒的人》。
I know there's a book called Indestructible Man.
也许以后我们找出来，弟兄姊妹可以借来看。
Maybe you would like to read on it.
我现在顺便替图书馆做点广告。
And I'd like to promote for our library.
弟兄姊妹们，神用各样的方法叫我们接受训练。
God uses many ways to train us.
叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
So that we, can be strengthened.
叫我们做一个打不倒的人。
So that we can become indestructible.
不会被环境打倒的人。
We won't be overcome by our environment.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们接受主之后，只有一个力量会叫我们打倒。
After we receive the Lord, only one thing can destroy us.
只有一个原因会叫我们打倒。
Only one reason can let us down.
就是我们自己。
It's ourselves.
被自己打倒了。
We are destroyed by ourselves.
里面软弱了，不肯跟随主了。
We became weak inside.
假如我们愿意下定决心跟随。
If we're committed to follow him.
神能叫我们不被打倒。
God can make us indestructible.
事实上这也是保罗的经历，打倒了却不至于死亡。
In fact, this is Paul's experience. Even though he was,
beaten.
He was beaten, but he was not dead.
你看保罗在他的侍奉中间一直不断的以福音为他的一生的直至。
In his ministry, he put the gospel as his primary goal.
你看为什么保罗能够这样子一路的传福音？
Can you see why Paul can continue to spread the gospel like that?
遇见许多的难处，好像他不在乎。
In many difficulties, he doesn't seem to care.
不仅不在乎，他没有一点加害于人的意思。
Not only that, he didn't even intend to harm others.
那罗马书13章第十节也告诉我们，爱就是不加害于人的。
Romans 13:10 says, "Love does no harm to its neighbor."
因为保罗里面充满了神的爱。
Because Paul was filled with God's love.
他的心思太需要花在传福音上面。
His mind was so dedicated to the gospel.
他没有时间，也没有精力来对付他所遭遇的环境。
That he didn't have time, didn't have the energy to deal with those difficult situations.
就是因为我们讲到保罗第二次行程中间，在各处所遭遇的难处。
We know in his second journey, Paul encountered many hard times.
上次我们讲到他在腓立比的工作。
Last time we talked about his work in Philippi.
好不容易带着三个人得救，或者三个家庭得救。
He brought three families to the Lord.
但是他不能立足。
But he was not received there.
你看十七章就开始讲，保罗和希拉就经过安菲波里、亚波罗尼亚，来到帖撒罗尼迦。
Chapter 17, when they passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica.
但是那些他犹太人追着他不放。
Those Jews chased him.
从第五节开始
，starting in verse 5,
许多不信的犹太人心里嫉妒
，but the Jews were jealous.
召集那些市井匪类，大伙成群。
So they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace.
耸动合成的人闯进耶稣的家，要将保罗、希拉带到百姓那里。
Formed a mob and started riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd.
找不到他们，就把耶稣和几个弟兄拉到地方官那里，喊叫说：“那搅乱天下的也到这里来了。”
But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city officials, shouting.The men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here.
耶稣收留他们，这些人都违背该撒的命令，说另有一个王耶稣。
And Jason has welcomed them into his house. They're all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们读到这里觉得很好笑。
And when we read this, we feel it's funny.
绝对不是保罗所传的福音。
It's not what Paul's
preaching. 绝对不是用煽动群众造反的心理。
He didn't want to, create an uproar.
那么弟兄姊妹，但是当保罗遇见这些攻击的时候，他连分辨的时间、力量都没有。
When Paul met these hardships, he didn't even have time to argue for himself.
根本人家不由他分说，已经整个城都乱了。
They didn't allow him even to defend himself.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这里你看，众人和地方官听见这话就惊慌了。
When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil.
于是取了耶稣和其余之人的宝状，就释放了他们。
Then they made Jason and others post bond and let them go.
这里中文翻的就释放他们，应该说才释放他们。
It's then they let them go.
换句话说，有几个有名的人，耶稣和其余的人被抓进去了以后，他们又出保 bail 才放他们走。
These famous characters like Jason. were thrown into jail, and then they posed a bond, then they were released.
弟兄姐妹们, 你看这里第 十节的话,
and verse 10.
我觉得圣经的记载很幽默,
sense of humor in the Bible.
十节, 弟兄们随即在夜间打发,
as soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea.
你们有没有注意到这里两个字, 他说打发,
did you notice the word sent away?
在我看明明是逃走,
as I see it, they ran away, they fled. But in the Bible, they said they were sent away. I think in Chinese, we also have similar words. In military terms, it's retreat, but it's something like you go around and go to other direction. But it's really retreat, the army, the troops. Here, Luke really had some sense of humor.
不止第十节,
not only verse 10,
也是这样,
also in verse 14.
弟兄们打发保罗往海边去,
then brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast.
礼拜三时候我遇见一个老弟兄,
last Wednesday, I met an old brother. He had a lot of sense of humor.
David Duplessy.
His name is David Duplessy.
我们对于美国教会对全世界的教会的相当不熟悉。
Churches in America does not know much about churches in other parts of the world.
我们 中国人尤其是相当的隔绝。
Especially Chinese.
这位 David Duplessy 是 时代杂志说他是九个对基督徒影响力最大的人物之一。
Time magazine said David Duplessy is one of the nine most influential Christians.
这是1984年 他们有一期文章这样写。
In 1984.
那我想几年以前我们众圣徒里面讲过一篇讲到一篇合一的问题。
A few years ago in All the Saints magazine we talked about the oneness.
那里我就是我们写完那信息，又看见报上有一篇报道，说是天主教和路德会他们有一种和谐。
After this report, we saw in the newspaper that the Catholic Church and the Lutherans were trying to reconcile.
他们在一起神学家讨论的结果就承认说，救恩的根基在于耶稣基督十字架上面为我们代死的功效。
The conclusion of theologians was
the salvation
of Jesus Christ on the cross.
除此之外,
other than this, there's no salvation.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 这可以说是400年来, 天主教和根正教里面一个很重要的一个决定。
This can be seen as a very important decision between the Catholics and the Protestant in 400 years.
那为什么我讲这件事情呢?
Why do I say this?
因为 Dr. Duplessy 就是在背后让天主教和路德会在那里沟通交通的这个因素。
Because Dr. Duplessy was the one who provided the channel for such a communication.
所以后来教皇发给他一个奖章。
So the Pope gave him a medal.
最大的一个奖章。
The biggest one.
有一天他的朋友打电话给他,
and a friend called him one day.
6点钟就打给他,
6 o'clock?
Yeah. 他说恭喜恭喜啊,
said congratulations.
那个Duplessy说, 哦, 今天是不是我生日啊?
Is it my birthday? Said Dr. Duplessy.
他的朋友说你一定要开非开玩笑不可。
You're making fun of me.
他说不是啦，我在报上看见你的大名啊。
No, I saw your name in the newspaper.
他说教皇给你们奖章啊。
The Pope gave you a big medal.
哦，给我奖章。
Oh, really?
他说是给几个人呐。
To how many?
他说给11个人。
To 11 people.
哦，还好还好，感谢神呐。
Oh, praise the Lord.
他说怎么回事啊？
Why?
他说如果他给12个人的话，我就想他大概把我找去算是犹大。
If the Pope gave the medals to 12, then I might be the Judas Iscariot.
他说，你真是又开玩笑。
Then you're kidding me again.
他说，你现在是大人物了。
Now you're a big shot.
他说你是 giant.
You're a giant.
哦 giant?
大人物。
他说，oh, but my name says I'm a giant killer.
但是我的名字说我是一个大杀人者。
杀巨人的。
杀巨人的。
因为 David 就是杀哥利亚的。
Because David killed Goliath.
那么这个 David Duplessis 说，我的名字就是撒哥利亚，专撒哥利亚，我怎么会变巨人呢？
And my name David means that I'm the giant killer. How can I be a giant? Then?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这个弟兄在他讲话很幽默的时候，你就看见他不从任何人得的荣耀。
So in his sense of humor, we realize that he won't take any credit or any glory from man.
他就说，我是那个 giant killer， 我不是 giant。
我只是一个杀巨人的人，而不是个巨人。
那弟兄姊妹，这个弟兄很有意思。
It was an interesting brother.
他说神学家做什么事啊？
What does theologians do?
他有一天跟他几个朋友说， What do you theologians do? 你们神学家做什么事情？
What do you theologians do anyway?
他说我们神学家就是专门把一些简单的事情变得很复杂。
We theologians make simple things complicated.
他说好极了。
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
神就给我一个指示。
God gave me this ministry.
专门把复杂的事情讲得很简单。
To make complicated things very simple.
他说我讲到一个简单的地步，连五岁的幼稚园小孩子听得懂。
It is so simple that five-year-old kindergartners can understand.
那些神学家坐在那边听。
And those theologians were also sitting down there listen.
他们听完以后就说，哦，好深哦。
And after they listened to it, they said, oh, profound.
那么他说他有朋友跟他出一本书。
A friend of his wrote a book for him.
这本书是问题解答
，Question and Answer。
这本书题目就叫做 Simple and Profound，
名字就是简单和深奥。
这个弟兄他说，你看今天很多人讲圣灵的问题，讲的乱七八糟，不知道怎么人都听不懂。
And this brother says, look at how many people are talking about the Holy Spirit。
他说我讲的很简单。
I can do it very simply。
他说所谓一个人得救，圣灵就住在里面。
To say that when one is saved, the Holy Spirit lives in him.
当我们得救，有圣灵住在心里。
When we are saved, the Holy Spirit is in us.
这是活水。
This is the living water.
水在里面。
Water is inside.
当他有一天圣灵降临，圣灵浇灌。
And one day when the Holy Spirit descended,
就火在外面烧。
There's fire burning outside.
他说：“你看过人煮水没有
？”Do you see people try to boil water?
他说：“你们英国人煮开水。”
You Englishmen try to boil water for tea.
火在外面，水在里面。
Fire is outside, water is in.
结果怎么样？
What's the consequence?
结果水就煮开了。
Then water is boiled.
就冒出来了。
It became overflowing.
这就是圣灵浇灌。
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
No, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. 圣灵的浸。
This is baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他说我们每个人都有圣灵，不错。
Every one of us has the Holy Spirit.
但是你要圣灵的能力出来，一定要圣灵的浇灌。
But to have the power of Holy Spirit, you have to have that baptism.
不然你的侍奉是靠什么？
Otherwise, what do you depend on for your ministry?
他说你要你的活水出来，怎么出来法？
Want your living water to come out? How?
弟兄姊妹们，从经验里面，这句话非常非常对。
From experience, this is a true statement.
因为很多神的儿女，他们实在知道，实在认识主，圣灵住在他们里面。
Because many of God's children, he knows the Lord and the Holy Spirit was within them.
但是我们觉得没有力量。
However, we do not have the power, strength.
因为侍奉不是靠我们自己侍奉。
Because to serve him, it's not us.
一定要靠圣灵的能力。
We need to depend on the power of the Holy
Spirit. 那怎么会有圣灵能力出来？
How can we have that?
一定要有火。
It has to have fire.
火在外面烧。
Fire burning outside.
烧得我们也受不了，一定要出去。
To such an extent that we cannot bear it and we have to go out.
啊，你就看见这个人能够侍奉神。
Then you see that this person is able to serve the Lord.
所谓的能力是水蒸气。
So the power is really the steam.
那弟兄姊妹他讲的是 simple and profound, 我相信了。
I really believe that, simple and profound.
弟兄姊妹们，这位弟兄告诉我，他一生侍奉主。许许多多的艰难。
This brother told me in his ministry he encountered many many hardships.
他的这个西装上面有一个七十乘七。
He has a little badge on his coat, 70 times 7.
他说神对他的侍奉一个最大的改变，就是有一天叫他看见。
He said the greatest change that God has given to him was one day.
就是看见哥林多前书十三章里面。
He saw First Corinthians chapter 13.
他说他虽然能说万人的方言并天使的言语。Though I speak the tongue of all men and angels.
格林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的言语，却没有爱。
If I speak in the tongues of men and of all angels, but have not love.
第二节，我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱。
Second verse, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I have no love.
那弟兄姊妹，你看今天基督徒的侍奉。
You see today's Christian ministry.
头一节你可以说他是 Pentecostal, 是灵恩运动。
First, you can say of him as the Pentecostal.
第二节你可以说他是一些的基要派。
And the second verse, you can say of them as fundamentalists.
第三节他说，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身，叫人焚烧，却没有爱。
In verse 3, if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have no love.
这是社会的福音。
This is the social gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，若是没有爱，都算不得什么。
If we don't have love, I'm nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，他告诉我，他的侍奉最大的转变，就是从今以后。
The greatest change in his ministry was that from then on,
他每一次侍奉的时候，不容许自己心里面有任何的苦毒 bitterness.
Each time he was serving, he did not allow himself to have any bitterness inside.
我在他临走的时候，他送给我两个。
He gave a smaller one give to is to be given to
your
wife.
他的肩上挂的比我大。
His badge is even bigger than mine.
哦，我就懂了。
Then I understand.
他是做弟兄的，要多一点赦免。
To be a brother, you need to have more forgiveness.
然后他再回去告诉你太太。
And to tell your wife.
假如他操练这个70个7次。
If she is practicing this 70 times 7,
他的先生会比较好。
His husband, her husband will become.
He will have a better husband.
Okay.
你听懂他的话没有？
Do you understand this?
那弟兄姊妹们，这一位弟兄，我见到他说，我身体、心里实在灵里面大得安慰。
I was really comforted when I saw this brother.
因为今天我们侍奉神，不是我们的信息如何，而是人如何。
Because when we serve the Lord today, it's not.How our message is, how we are.
保罗在第二次传道的时候，他遇见太大的艰难。
And in Paul's second journey, he encountered big hardships.
但他的目的没有改变。
But his goal was not altered.
方向没有转换。
His direction did not change.
他无论到哪里传扬福音。
Wherever he went, he spread the gospel.
他到了雅典最后。
Went to Athens finally.
他从一路上逃到雅典。
He ran for his life all the way.To Athens.
弟兄姊妹，如果你要知道从哪里逃到哪里，我只好请你们读《使徒行传》17章了。
If you want to know how and where he went, then read Acts 17.
我们要快快讲《使徒行传》17章信息。
We need to go into the message.
到了雅典之后
，After he got to Athens,
他看见满城都是偶像。
He saw many many idols in the city.
心里极其难过。
He was distressed.
非常着急。
He was disturbed.
你知道保罗是个大丈夫。
You know, Paul was a great man.
他非常孤单在那个地方。
You know, he was.
提摩太也没有来，希拉也没有来。
He was alone because Timothy and Silas weren't there.
但他等不及。
But he couldn't wait.
他就在会堂里面，犹太人的会堂。
So he went to the Jewish synagogue.
并他的每天在街市上面，在市场里面讲，就跟他们辩论。
And in the marketplace, he argued with them, he reasoned with them.
弟兄姊妹们，雅典最大的问题是什么？
What's the biggest problem of Athens?
一面是偶像。
On one hand, it's idols.
一面是哲学。
On the other hand, it's philosophy.
我们虽然没有去过雅典。
We've never been to Athens, maybe.
但是我们都有一点，我们也不是西方人。
We're not Westerners either.
但是我们都有一些基本的印象，一讲到雅典，许许多多希腊的神话。
But we have this basic idea when you talk about Athens, we think of Greek mythology.
有许多的神庙。
Many temples.
而且西方的哲学从雅典开始。
And was the origin of Western civilization.
亚里士多德、柏拉图、
Aristotle、Plato、
苏格拉底、
Socrates，
这些都是最有名望的人。
Most famous philosophers。
那么弟兄姊妹们，这个城市就是一面在偶像的权势之下，一面在人的理性底下。
This is a city under the power of idol and also under the reason of man, human.
在雅典，他们每一个行业都有自己的神。
In all trades in Athens, they have their own god.
因为雅典是一个商业的都市。
Because it's a business city also.
那弟兄姊妹们，这些信息那天 Billy Graham Crusade 最后一天讲这个信息。
In the past previous Billy Graham crusade, he talked about this.
那天我在那边一边替他翻译，一边想，哎呀，巴不得今天中国同胞多来听这边信息。
When I was translating for him, I really was hoping many Chinese people were around.
因为他所讲的雅典的情形跟我们今天中国人所面临的情形一样的。
Because the situation in Athens then is similar.
各行各业都有自己的神。
All trade, in all trades, they have their own god.
各行各业都有自己的祖宗。
They have their own ancestors.
各行各业都有他们所敬拜的。
No trace, they worship different characters.
那么犹太希腊人的行业多到一个地步，每一个行业都有自己的神。
For Greeks, each trade has its own god.
假如你要加入这个行业，头一个你就是说你要在这个神的面前敬拜。
If you want to join this profession or trade, you need to worship this one.
那弟兄姊妹，许多的神，许多的偶像。
Many many gods and idols.
但是希腊人还不放心，怕漏掉了什么神。
The Greeks didn't feel secure yet.
他们怕他们万一这么多神都敬拜，有一个神没有敬拜，那个神就要发怒。
They were afraid that they missed one and that one will get mad.
所以他们保留了一个祭坛是给未世之神。
Also, they reserved one altar for the unknown god.
所以我就，他们就很保护得很好。
So they kept that very well.
我认识一个朋友。
I knew of a friend.
他们毕业的时候。
When they graduated from school.
六个好朋友去照一张相。
There were six good friends. Together they took a picture.
他在相片底下写了一行字。
There was something written on the picture.
他说：“天下七大豪杰。
The biggest seven in the earth.
只有六个人。
There are only seven. There were only six.
那你弄错没有？
Is there some kind of a mistake?
不，他说若是有人不服气。
No, there's no mistake.
那对不起，那很抱歉，你没有在照片上就是。
Sorry, but you weren't on this picture, but you were the seventh.
你听他讲的话的口气。
Do you see his attitude?
那这个犹太人也，这个希腊人也一样，未世之神的神庙。
The Greeks were like that also, the temple for the unknown god.
所以保罗说，我在你们街上游行，看见你们所敬拜而不认识的神。
I saw the god you.Verse 27.
Mm-hmm. 23节。
I mean, verse 23. For I was walking around and observe your objects of worship. I even found an altar with this inscription to an unknown God.
保罗说你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
And you are very religious and devout.
你看他们什么都要敬拜。
They worshipped everything.
那么今天我们中国的同胞在这里，我就讲一件事情。
And for us Chinese, I'll talk about only one thing.
弟兄姊妹们，你到各个饭店去看看。
My brothers and sisters, if you go to restaurants,
我注意到哪一个饭店，或者在外面，或者在厨房里面，都有一个神龛。
I noticed that in each of these restaurants, there is a shrine, a little shrine there.
哎呀，他们敬拜财神。
They worship the god of wealth.
弟兄姊妹，你不要说他们是无知，光是敬拜一个财神。
Don't say that they're ignorant people.
他们真正的敬拜财神。
They really worship that.
对别人财神可能不真，对他们财神十分真。
To others, this might be a vague idea, but to them, this is real.
因为他们真正的敬拜钱财。
Because they're really worshiping wealth.
啊，今天魏弟兄在我们中间，我很高兴。
Here, brother Wei is with us.
他的店里没有偶像。
In his restaurant, there's no idols.
因为神住在他的心里。
Because God lives within him.
弟兄姊妹，你到各个饭店看，你找出一间没有偶像的，你赶快告诉我，我以后一定请客在那里。
So you go to restaurant, if you find one without an idol, I'll go there and give you a feast.
中国人的问题真是大。
We Chinese have big problems.
我昨天看见《世界日报》上有一个广告，不知道你们注意到吗？很大一个广告。
Yesterday in one of the newspapers, I saw a big ad.
有一个偶像庙要建一座牵手的偶像。
There was some kind of an idol temple of an idol and was going to build a big
thousand hand.
Thousand hand.
他每一个手卖200块钱。
each hand was, will be sold for $200.
善男信女，你就是捐200块钱，我就把你的名字写在上面，然后天天为你祝祷。
All these believers, if you donate $200, you have your name inscribed on that.
有什么好处呢？你就出入平安，你就生意发达，财通四海，等等等等。
And you will be saved, you're making money and everything.
那么弟兄姊妹，我不去说那些登广告人的心思用意如何。
We're not going to say, what their attitudes are.
我却相信，接受他广告的人去的人，他的心思昭然若揭，完全清楚他是干什么。
But those who respond to this ad, we know what they're doing.
那弟兄姊妹们，有时候我们基督徒也很退缩。
Sometimes we Christians are kind of holding back.
常常他们说我们的圣经，我们你们的圣经我们读不懂啊，那里面字不太明白，有些话很难读。
They often say your Bible I can't understand.
啊，昨天我看见的广告，我就心里觉得我们大概太退缩。
When I saw that ad, I realized that we're holding back.
我请请我们中文学校的老师去看看那篇文章通不通。
We ask our Chinese teachers to go read that passage.
如果我们自己中文学校的老师是相当偏心，请别的中文学校老师看一看通不通。
We can ask also other Chinese teachers to read that article.
但是那些敬拜偶像的人读到这些文章就觉得很过瘾，很懂。
Idol worshippers feel that this is a good article, they understand them.
今天我们讲真神属灵的事情。
Today we're talking about.Living God and spiritual things.
我们讲的话有些特别的专门的用词。
We use many terminology.
救赎。
Salvation.
恩典。
Grace.
平安。
Peace.
能力。
Power.
圣经上有这些话。
They are used in the Bible.
因为这是非常明显一个属灵的事情。
Because these are obvious spiritual things.
假如别人不懂，我们可以跟他解释。
If they don't understand, we can explain it.
但是不要抱歉。
But don't feel sorry.
因为我们所讲的是真理。
Because what we are saying is the truth.
那么弟兄姊妹们，当初的希腊人，当初的雅典人敬拜各样的偶像。
Those Greeks and Athens, they worship all kinds of idols.
今天我们中国人的偶像从各地搬来美国。
Today we Chinese bring all the idols here to the United States.
你看，新的美国人很容易来加入个新的宗教。
And the Americans, they can easily join one.Religion.
从前我住在 Culver City 那里，我看见不少美国的印度教。
In Culver City, I saw many American Hinduism.
我看怎么看怎么也不顺眼。
I really can't accept that.
这个皮肤这么白，穿件黄的袈裟，然后眉毛他们剃的眉毛好像看不见一样，光剃了个光头，一点不像和尚。
They were Caucasians and they don't look like monks.
是实在不像，跟他们就是这样。
But they don't look like it, but they're like that.
很容易就接受偶像。
They are willing to accept those idols.
当初保罗为了这件事情大大的纷争辩论。
Paul, when he saw this, gave a great debate.
不仅是偶像。
Not just the idols.
希腊的哲学。
The Greek philosophy.
他这边提到两个哲学学派，一个叫伊壁古罗，一个叫斯多亚。
There were two.The Greek names mentioned Epicurus and the Stoic.
这两个学派是怎么回事呢？
What are they about?
斯多亚是一种泛神的主义。
Stoic is a
泛神 pantheism.
A pantheism belief.
他就是说，这个宇宙中间有许多精气 spirits.
There are many spirits in this universe.
所以山也有精气，水也有精气，什么都有精气。
So mountains, the rivers, all of the things have spirits.
人也有精气，万物都有精气。
All men, all creatures have these spirits.
那这样讲的结果就什么都不是神。
So nothing is God.
他们说人死了以后，那个精气就天地混为一体。
So after death, the spirit from man will be blended into the great spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话我们中国人听得很熟悉的。
It sounds familiar to Chinese.
人的思想变来变去，变不出什么新花样。
Human thinking and thoughts cannot give anything new.
什么叫伊壁古罗学派呢？
What's Epicurean then?
伊壁古罗学派是绝对的物质主义。
Epicureans is strict materialism.
万物都是经过他所看见的来决定它的存在。
Things exist because they can be seen.
所以他们相信连灵魂都是物质。
Even the spirits are material.
那么弟兄姊妹们，他们从各样想法里面获得一个结论，就是人生最高的境界，因为人根本是机缘巧合产生的。
Their conclusion, because human beings were created because just simply by chance, by accident.
所以人生最高的境界就是求得心里平安。
So the highest achievement in human life is to have inner peace.
我们今天传福音遇见这种阻力多得很。
We encounter similar kind of resistance.
这个发展以毕古罗学派的人是个很有道德的人，他名叫以毕古罗。
The Greek philosopher Epicurus was a moral man.
但是他死了以后，所有跟随他的人，既然我们可以寻求心灵的自己的平安
，But after his death, his followers
也不需要面对神。
Did not want to face God.
那这个平安的标准哪里来呢？
Because he want their own inner peace. What's the standard then?
当然还是自己。
The standard is the self.
所以弟兄姊妹们，从这里一岔出去，就立刻变成放纵情欲。
So they went astray and start to let all their lusts grow, desires.
所以你跟以毕古罗学派的人一讲，他人生的目的就是满足自己。
So for those Epicureans, their lifelong goals was to satisfy themselves.
根本没有道德的标准。
There's no moral standard whatsoever.
什么是对自己有利的就是最好的。
What's to my interest is the best.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅我们古代有这种哲学思想。
This not only exists in the ancient times.
我们不要讲西方的世界，我们不太熟悉，讲东方人吧。
In the Orient.
讲我们自己本国人吧。
In China.
我们这里的年轻一代已经很快的和西方的 UP 挂钩。
Our young generation is now hooking up with the UP attitudes, yuppie attitudes.
前两天我收到使者的书刊。
Two days ago, I received the publication from Ambassador of Christ. Help these yuppies of this generation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们讲的跟当初人心的虚妄跟从前保罗面对的世界没有两样。
The vanity of the world that Paul faced is no different today.
以毕古罗学派就认为根本人是没有意义的。
The Epicureans thought that it's meaningless of this life.
所以人就吃喝快快乐乐就是。
So we just go out and enjoy ourselves.
什么你觉得好你就做，该做就做。
Whatever you think, you think good, then you go ahead and do it.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看见人生的意义，如果不是出于圣灵的启示
，the meaning of our human life, if it's not from the Holy Spirit,
他不是去寻找敬拜各种偶像
，then it will be either to go and worship idols,
或者就是落在自己里面
，or to fall, to be self-centered.
以毕古罗跟斯多亚学派都是那样强的，为了自己。
The Epicureans and the Stoics are for themselves.
所以他们说以毕古罗跟斯多亚两门学派的发展的结果是什么？
What's the consequences of those philosophy?
一个是享受，一个是骄傲 ，pleasure and pride.
One is pleasure, one is pride.
那弟兄姊妹们，今天这也是人类中间最大的问题。
And this is the biggest problem of all.
假如我们人是理性的产物
，if we are a creature of reasoning.
我们一定会受思想的引导。
We will be guided by our thoughts.
但是思想不是最高的引导。
But the thoughts are not the highest guidance.
神应当是最高的引导。
God is.
若是没有神，我们的思想总是虚妄。
If without God, our thoughts are always vain.
这就是为什么保罗在他的书信里面常常击打那些理性、那些哲学的缘故。小学。
This is why Paul used to argue with those reasoning.
但弟兄姊妹不要弄错了。保罗并不是说人可以不用思想。
But Paul did not say that we can live without reasoning or thoughts.
今天很多的宗教的问题在这里，就是说叫神的儿女不要思想。
In many Christians, they tell Christians, they teach Christians not to think.
因为思想一思想就落在自己里面。
Because when you think, you fall into yourself.
因为我说这是错了。
I think this is wrong.
因为连保罗在雅典传福音的时候都告诉我们说，神创造我们。
Because even when Paul was preaching in Athens, he said God created us.
要叫我们寻求神。
So that we can seek after him.
或者可以揣摩而得知。
Or perhaps we can reach out and find him.
揣摩就是思想。
To reach out is to think.
各位弟兄姊妹们，若是我们不相信有神，或者不把神放在我们思想里面，
if we don't believe in the existence of God or put him there,
我们的思想虚妄，
then our thoughts are just meaningless.
不仅这位神是创造的神，
the God is not just the creator.
保罗又宣告说，这一位神是救赎的神。
He proclaimed that he is the Lord of salvation.
而这一位救赎的神，他的证据是什么？就是复活。
What's his evidence? The resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？刚才我们所讲的偶像、各种哲学，一个最大的解决的方法就是告诉他主耶稣的复活。
The biggest answer, the most important answer to the idols and to the philosophers is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为偶像都是虚假，都是假的。
Because all the idols are false.
偶像不能活。
Idols are not living.
偶像都是从前死了的。
Idols were dead beings.
保罗说：“你们希腊人把神的神性以为是人的思想所虚幻想出来的。
”Paul said, "You Greeks think that the attributes of God were created by human thinking."
意思就是说，希腊的偶像他们所拜的神都是人性把它神化。
Meaning.Those Greek gods were deified from human thinking.
这里第二十九节说，我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
Verse 29, therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill.
其实保罗在这里最要紧的讲一件事情，说你们对神性的认识是把人性神化。
In fact, what Paul really is saying is that your knowledge of God is to deify your character, human character.
弟兄姊妹，你看希腊神话都是这样。
You can see that the Greek mythology is like that.
其实中国的各种偶像也是一样。
The idols in the Chinese folklore is similar.
保罗给他们答案叫做耶稣基督的复活。
The answers Paul gave to them was the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督复活了。
Jesus Christ was resurrected.
所以他不住在人手所造的殿里面。
So he does not live in temples made by human hands.
他不住在那个偶像庙里面。
He does not live in those idol temples.
弟兄姊妹们，你要晓得，当保罗讲这个话时，他站在亚历巴谷那里讲。
You know, when Paul said this, he said this in the meeting of Areopagus.
那个地方，照中国人来讲，看风水一定最好的风水。
That must have the best environment of all.
上面也有神，下面也有神。
They have God above and God beneath.
事实上，他们就是那个地方叫 Mars Hill， 那个地方就是头一个在那里说这个地方是不去想这些问题了。Forget it.
Forget.
保罗就在那个地方宣告说，神不住人所所造的殿。
Paul proclaimed in that place that God does not live in the temples made by human hands.
弟兄姊妹，我每一次看保罗的信息，越看越觉得今天我们传讲福音信息，若是每一篇能够像保罗这样有智慧，那真是不得了。
Each time we see Paul's message, we think that if our message can be so wise, that would be good.
他一开始并没有跟他们辩论。
He did not start with debate.
他一开始就说，我看见你们的表现，知道你们心里寻求神。
In the beginning, he said, "When I look at your behavior, I know that you are seeking God."
刚才我们已经讲过，从二十二节、二十三节，很简单就看见说神，保罗就确定几个事实，神是存在的。
Verses 22 and 23, he made sure that they know God existed.
因为你们心里有神求神的需要。
Because you have the need of seeking God.
因为你们自己良心见证，你有敬拜的需要。
Because your conscience testifies that you have the need of worshiping.
但是神不住在偶像庙里。
But God does not live in those temple of idols.
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
神是创造我们的。
God is the creator.
神的神性不是人的思想把它虚幻化的。
God's attribute is not created by human thoughts.
神的神性中间有一件就是绝对的公义。
One of his attributes is the righteousness.
而这个公义要求审判。
This demands judgment.
弟兄姊妹们，希腊的诗人、文学家也有这样的话。
The one Greek poet have this kind of saying.
Aratus 这个人讲的。
The poet Aratus once said.
他说：“我们也是他所生的。
We're also his offsprings.
但弟兄姊妹你看虽然这样
Even so
他们敬拜的神他们不认识
They don't know the God they're worshipping
刚才我们已经讲过他们虽然有信心就神但是所表现的是哲学理论所表现的是偶像根本不是真实
Even though they had this desire to see God the thing manifested was idols and philosophies not the real God
保罗说我今天告诉你们这一位神
Paul said, today I proclaim to you this true God. This God was the creator of the universe.
创造万物也创造人类
He also created human beings.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗几句话归纳人生活在地上的目的。
So Paul really gave conclusions to our goals living here.
弟兄姊妹，我们读到二十六节，我们一面读一面思想保罗的话，讲 profound。
Let's read verse 26 and see if you think that's profound.
但是非常 simple.
But yet it's very simple.
他从一本造出万族的人。
From one man, he made every nation of man.
住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
That they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined a time set for them and exact place where they shall live.
要叫他们寻求神。
God did this so that man could seek him.
或者可以揣摩而得
and perhaps reach out for him and find him.
其实他离我们个人不远
though he's not far from each of us.
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他
For in him, we live, move, and have our being.
你想一想
Think of it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们生活在地上，岂不就是这样情形
Brothers and sisters, don't we live like that on earth?
假如我们有时间思想，而把保罗的话拿来 amplify, 拿来讲过
If we can think about it and amplify what Paul said,
假如圣灵在你里面给你催促，你就有传福音的话。
If the Holy Spirit gives you this motivation, then you can spread the gospel. You have words.
因为时间不多，正好李定武弟兄更新杂志写了一篇，他讲这个也是讲《使徒行传》十七章。
This magazine also talk about the unknown God.
所以我想，既然我讲不完，我也不勉强讲完它。
So I don't.Want to rush to finish today's message.
我昨天跟徒弟兄讲，叫他不要失望，因为我们花了很多时间准备这个保罗这篇的信息。
We spend some time to prepare for this message.
时间不够没有关系。
It's all right if we don't have enough time.
我们就跳过去不讲。
We'll skip that.
但是保罗给他们提出一个答案，叫做复活。
But Paul gave them an answer: resurrection.
从前世人蒙昧无知的时候。
In the time of ignorance,
神并不见察
God overlooked.
如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改
Now he commanded men of everywhere to repent.
弟兄姊妹，你想想这句话是不是 simple and profound?
Is it simple yet profound?
从前神不见察
In the old time, he did not, he ignored.
为什么
Why?
现在吩咐悔改，为什么？
But he commanded repentance. Why?
这个当中的问题就是因为耶稣基督已经来了，已经完成救赎，已经复活了。
The difference is Jesus Christ has come, has completed salvation, and has resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这里保罗没有提到耶稣基督的名字，这篇信息没有提到耶稣基督的名字。
Have you noticed that Paul didn't even mention the name of Jesus Christ?
因为保罗对于那些希腊人讲，他不需要介绍一个新神。
Because he did not want to introduce a new God. Because Greek thought Paul was there to preach a new God.
你看看这里《使徒行传》十七章里面，他们就是很希望在他们多神中间再加一个神。
They would really like to add another one to their existing group.
但是保罗跟他们讲的是真理的问题。
But what Paul was talking was the truth.
神做工的原则是。
This is the principle of God.
假如你真正的思想，真正的揣摩
If you really think about it,
你要承认今天神因为这一个人已经完成了救赎，有审判的权柄
You have to admit that because this man Jesus has completed salvation, so he has the power of judgment.
保罗说，因为他已经定了日子，要借他所设的立的人按着公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据
For he has set a day.When he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed, he has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. Brothers and sisters, you know that Paul has not completed this message yet.
因为他们打岔,
because he was interrupted. When they heard about this resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered.
又有人说,
but others said, we want to hear you again on this subject. At that, Paul left the council.
我说这篇信息,
Paul did not finish this message. But we can complete that. You can imagine Paul was spreading the gospel in Areopagus that day. The problem they have should really have some insight from his message. Jesus Christ was held. He was manifested. Those who had need really gained. And Luke recorded this message. This is a challenge to those men with thoughts. A challenge to those who really thinks about the meaning of life. A challenge to those who are seeking God. Even though Paul left them,
但这里告诉我们, 30节,
but it says here, a few men became followers of Paul and believed.
其中有亚利巴古的官, 丢尼西, 并一个妇人,
among them was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, also a woman named Maris, and a number of others.
有历史上的传说告诉我们,
from the legend, this guy Dionysius he became the first bishop of Greek church. This was not recorded in the Bible.
另外这边你看见, but you see,
it looks as if Paul failed in his evangelical work.
但是事实如何呢?
But what's the fact?
神的福音传出去,
the gospel was spread. It looks like Paul did not get any glory. But the seed of the church was planted. Brothers and sisters, we need to have the same attitude in ministry.
我再说,
I want to say again, no matter in what situation, we need to spread the gospel.
这耶稣告诉我们, 你早上也要撒种,
in Proverbs, it tells us you need to
sow in the morning
and sow in the evening. But you don't know which one is good, or it will sprout in the morning or in the evening or both. Paul was really, wherever he went to, he spread the gospel. And the church was going ahead in hardships. In the suffering of Christians, the gospel was seen by the world.
他必兴旺,
he will increase, I will decrease.
神的荣耀从我们身上显出来,
God's glory will be manifested from us.
David Duplessis 弟兄他告诉我一件事情,
my brother David Duplessis told me another thing.
他跟我提起他有一段时间侍奉上被所有人都赶逐,
He said, well, at one time in his ministry, he was rejected by his co-workers.
No, by his denomination.